Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Pat Price Tech Talk Training Room. It's the 26th of February, 2024. Tech Talk with you now for the next hour. And to introduce someone that we've had on with us many, many times before is Myrna Voda.
So this evening, once again, Ron Miller has graciously accepted our invitation. And we've had Ron a lot because Ron has lots to say. And that's why we've done it. So tonight, Ron is going to give us a presentation on tips when using the web with JAWS. And we, some of us enjoyed it on a community call, an ACB community call, and said we have to have him come. So Ron, tell us all the good stuff.
Oh my goodness, all the good stuff. Well, it's good to be back here. I don't know if I have a lot to say per se, but I'll be happy to share what I have. And I won't make anything up. How about that? I can guarantee that. So, yeah, we're going to talk about some things. Now, some of this stuff, a lot of you know. Some of this, you may not. We start at the basic, and we don't get way off the page crazy. So, let's talk about browsing the internet and some things we can do.
JAWS Professional, mess training, JAWS keyboard command.
And all I'm doing is going into the to my JAWS page, into the help menu.
What's new? Web resources.
There
JAWS
it is.
Headquarters.
Web resources.
J, technical support. FS activate. Surfing the internet.
Surfing the internet.
Enter. Leaving menus. Surfs up. Surfing the internet with JAWS Google Chrome. Link graphic zoom logo.
And the obviously dumb joke surfs up. That's what's up, right?
Skip to navigation region. Web page elements link.
Okay. Web page element. It's the first link.
Enter. Web page elements. For instance,
so it just gives us a place to play for a few minutes, and then we'll probably end up on Amazon looking for spatulas or something at some point. But for the moment, we'll be here. So we're going to talk about some things that might make working in web pages easier, more efficient. But let's start kind of at the very beginning. It's a good place to start, I suppose. And when you open up a web page, and I should have let you hear that, I guess. What if I can do a refresh? Let's see.
F5, web page elements. Web page elements. Page has two regions, two headings, and three links. There are 11 smart glance highlights on this page.
There you go. So when a page first opens up, it's selected, it's loaded. And JAWS announces some things. It tells you about the number of links, the number of headings, if there's any forms, regions, frames, smart glance items, all kinds of stuff. And then if you've left your JAWS in default, kind of the way it came out of the box, if you will. I know it doesn't come in a box anymore. But the way it is by default, JAWS starts to read from the top of the screen down through the screen all the way to the bottom if you let it, okay? I don't, simply because I don't want it maybe rolling right past things that I want, but that's a personal preference. But that's what happens when you're browsing the web and you haven't changed the way JAWS reacts. Once you're on a loaded page, you can move through this page. You can use the up and down arrow keys to read through.
Visited link graphic surfs up. Blank. Heading level 1 web page elements.
And all I'm doing is just pressing down arrow.
Blank. Elements are used to create the structure of a web page and are used to present information in various ways.
I'll press control to silence speech. You can move up and down by page up and page down. If I press page down.
Page down. JAWS can look at a web page and compile lists of paragraphs, links, headings, form fields, and other elements so you can quickly find
etc. I'm not going to press page up. That's sort of belaboring the point, isn't it? So JAWS actually takes the web content and tries to flow that content. And it's sort of like you're reading down through a word processing document, because on the web, things aren't in a nice, neat top to bottom order. There are blocks of text. There's a bar that might be across the page near the top, in the middle. There might be sidebars off to the left and right that you could read down, exclusively. It's not a neat top to bottom, left to right layout. It is intended to be visually appealing and busy and interesting in a lot of ways. Excuse me. Things that I want you to see visually might pop. You might see links to in a newspaper page beyond just the articles. There may be ways to share this information. There might be links to dating and housing, you know, houses and cars and different advertising that we might want in a bar somewhere, or in a bar as in a visual bar, not a not a physical bar, though I guess that's possible too. But so just to let you know, the layout is not just top to bottom, left to right, like you would find in a Word document, let's say. But JAWS takes and reflows this stuff and presents it to you really in a virtual page, okay, so that we can try to read from top to bottom and make some sense of what is there. We use JAWS commands. We can read by character, by word, by line, by sentence, by paragraph. Those things work once JAWS has grabbed the web content and kind of lays it out in a digestible way for audio and braille output. And every screen reader does that. I think the days of using a screen reader to crawl through raw web content are about 20 years behind us. Way back in the old days, I think Zoom Text really grabbed it first, even before JAWS did, when the Windows environment came in. What was it called? Oh, not Zoom Text. Sorry, WindowEyes. So VocalEyes and then WindowEyes. They really got a handle on web content while the folks at Henner Joyce were working on work applications. Since it was job access with speech, they really targeted what were the original Office apps and those kinds of things. The WindowEyes folks were pushing hard on web content and web accessibility. And really, JAWS caught up. And those of you who've been around longer than me, I want to say it was version 4.1 or 4.2 or something, where the virtual PC cursor was introduced and really changed the web world for JAWS users, because JAWS did start to become very, very web aware and started making it possible to read from the top of a page to the bottom of a page. Somebody's unmuted. I'm getting some feedback. Could we, not feedback, but talkback. Hopefully we can. Okay, it's gone. Thanks. That is how it works. When you're on a web page, web designers don't want you to type into their pages. You know, they don't want you to change their content usually. So you find that you have a thing called a virtual PC cursor, because there is no PC cursor. There is no insertion point usually on a web page. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But because if I own a business, or I have an organization, or just a reason to have a web page, I probably don't want somebody getting in there and just changing things around. So there's no insertion point generally. So we have to create a virtual insertion point just so you can move around and read and know what's on screen. Okay, and different screen readers call them different things, but the intent and the end result is the same. You have a way of navigating around a web page as if it was actually a document, so you can move by those different, either by elements or by navigation type, as we said, characters, words, lines, sentence, those sort of things. When JAWS encounters a link, it will say link. So whether it's to another web page or another portion of this page, when you encounter a link, you can just press enter when the virtual PC cursor is on that link. If I press tab right now.
Content info region, back alt plus B link.
So there's just, it goes back. So, but that is a link. And you notice in this case, it says back will take me back. If you need to go back to the previous page that you've navigated, you press alt left arrow, alt plus left arrow, or you can press the backspace key. If I were to do that now and I were to go back by pressing alt plus left arrow, if I want to move forward back to the page I was on before, or if I've gone back a number of pages, I can press alt plus right arrow to return to, let's move forward back, that's weird syntax, to move forward to the page I had previously visited. I can use alt plus right arrow. JAWS offers a number of things called quick nav keys or quick navigation keys, and they are keystrokes that use specific individual letters of the alphabet that make them easy to remember, and they let us move through a page. I can press a single letter on my keyboard, and I can move forward or backwards to another item on the page, another element. So for example, I could press T to get to a table. We don't have any tables on this particular page, but if it was there, I could do that. I could press F to get to a form field. And a form field is a number of different things. It could be a place where I can type text. It could be a button, a control that's there. It could be a checkbox. So F will let me move through form fields. Let's see if there's any on this page. I'm going to press F.
There are no form fields on this
page. And there are none, it says. Too bad for me. If I wanted to return to a link on this page that I've already visited, I can press V. H to move by heading. Let's see if it'll do that.
Wrapping to top. Web page elements heading level 1. Viewing lists of elements heading level 2. Wrapping to top.
Web. So two whole headings on this page, but you get the idea. If I wanted to move button by button, I could press the letter B. And finally, I'm not going to go through the entire shopping list, but X to move to a checkbox. Think of X marks the spot. If I wish to check or uncheck an item, you might encounter that in a place. I know for me, if you're taking a survey, let's say, it may ask you, how many applications do you use on a daily basis? Check all that apply. And I may move down and it might ask about Microsoft Word, Office, Excel, Outlook, and then it also might say Thunderbird or Gmail or LibreOffice. So check any of those boxes, just like you were to take a pen or a pencil and check the box. X will let me move through those. So there's a number of keystrokes, quick navigation keys, that will let me step through a web page looking for specific elements. Okay, and I can find them. If I am working my way down the document, let's say I'm reading an article and it's broken up into headings and subheadings, and I'm using the letter H to move forward through that document. If I wanted to go back in the other direction, I could press Shift and then, in this case, H, and I would proceed in the other direction. I would move up the page, the web page. So I would press Shift H to go to a previous heading that I visited. If I'm looking for a button, I would press Shift B if I've skipped or passed by that button, and I could go back to that button. If I want to get a list of all of the quick nav keys for an element, I can do a number of things. I can press Insert plus F7 to get a list of links. I could press Insert F6 to get a list of all the form fields. There are a number of ways that JAWS lets you develop lists, create lists of items on your page. Okay. It's a huge list. Okay. If I want to get a list of all of my keystrokes, I'm going to show you how to do that, just so you know where to find them. And most people do. Some people don't. But if, let's say, I want a list of all of my quick navigation keys, I can press Insert J to go to the JAWS window.
JAWS Professional.
Okay. If you're running JAWS from the system tray, then you'll press Insert J, and it'll go to the system tray. And then what I would do now is I will press Alt H. If you're running from the system tray, all you have to do is press H.
Alt H, Help Menu, Command Search Insert plus Space, J, C.
Okay. There is Command Search, and that lets you enter a search. It's just like any other find. But let's arrow down until we reach until we reach keyboard.
Message center training. JAWS help topic. Keyboard commands.
Keyboard commands. Okay. I'll press enter here.
Enter. Leaving menus. Once you pick a topic and press enter on it, use the F6 key to move to and read the information window. JAWS 2024 help. Contents page. Tree view. Keystrokes book open. 5 items. Keystrokes.
So this has opened up JAWS help. And from within JAWS help, it's moved us right to the topic, which is keystrokes. When you want to view a topic in help, you're going to press F6 because the screen is divided into two panes. On one side is a tree view of all of the help topics. Okay, but we've been moved to the topic we want. So don't press enter. Don't do anything here. Press F6 and it'll take you to the text pane, which contains the actual text for this topic.
F6. Page has one heading and five links. Keyboard commands heading level one. Keyboard commands. JAWS has an extensive list of keyboard commands. Commands.
I'm going to stop it here. And you will find links to each type of keyboard command. Let me just press tab to move through the links.
JAWS keystrokes link. Standard Windows keystrokes link. JAWS keystrokes for popular applications link. Back Alt plus B link.
Okay, so you've got those three plus back and next. So that is a, think of it as a master list of keystrokes. Okay, and that will let you read through the keystrokes list. Okay, there's a lot of information in there, but that's how you get there. Okay, if we want to specifically look for internet information, I'm going to come out of help here. I'm going to press Alt F4.
Alt F4, JAWS Professional.
Okay, let's press Alt H again. Again, if you've pressed Insert J and you're running from the system tray, you just press H. I'm going to press Alt H.
Alt H, help menu, command search insert plus space, J, C.
And that puts me into, again, the help menu. And we're going to just go down to help topics.
Message center, and training, T, JAWS help topics F1, J.
I'll press enter here.
Enter, menu bar, leaving menu bar, JAWS 2024 help. Contents page, tree view, introduction book open, 9 items.
Okay, we're going to close the introduction branch of this tree view by pressing left arrow.
Blank, level 0, introduction book closed, 1 of 17.
And we're going to press the letter U until we hear using the internet with JAWS. Here we go.
U, using JAWS book closed. U, using Windows with JAWS book closed. U, using the internet with JAWS book closed.
Okay, and this is going to be information specific to using JAWS with the internet. Let's open this by pressing right arrow.
Using the internet with JAWS book open, 4 items.
Okay, and we will, excuse me, going to press right arrow again.
Level 1, topic browsing the internet, 1 of 4.
So you've got 4 different topics here, right? And we're going to press N. And that's going to take us down to navigating web pages.
N, navigating web pages, book closed.
Okay, still with me? Let's open this book by pressing right arrow.
Blank, navigating web pages, book open, 15 items.
And we're going to press N again.
N, level 2, topic navigating web pages, 1 of 15.
And again.
N, topic navigation quick keys.
Navigation quick keys. Okay, that's what we've been talking about all this time. So this is how you would get down into the help system, find the navigation quick keys specifically. I showed you where to find just JAWS key commands, right? JAWS keyboard commands. But this is specifically navigation quick keys, which you'd use as you're on the web. Now, once you've found the topic, press enter.
Enter.
Okay, that invokes the topic. It populates that text pane with the text for this topic, right? And we're going to press F6.
F6, next tab control. Page has 4 headings and 6 links. Navigation quick keys heading level 1. Navigation quick keys. Navigation quick keys make it faster and easier to move around on a web page and anywhere else the virtual cursor is active. These commands are all assigned to keys on the main part of the keyboard, comma.
And I'll let you read that for yourselves. But that is where you're going to find all of the information about these navigation quick keys, because I'm just barely giving you a taste. This will let you get in there and see exactly what quick keys are available to you. When you're done reading this, well, I should tell you before I tell you that, let me tell you this. This information you can read, but you can also select any of this text or all of this text, copy it, paste it. If you want to build your own cheat sheet of commands, so you've got maybe a Word document open, you can select and copy text out of this help system, drop it right into a Word document, WordPad, Notepad, whatever you want to do. So you can cherry pick the stuff that you want. If there is a several quick nav keystrokes, you want to remember them, you want to play with them, put them into a document. We make this stuff accessible. I say we at Freedom Vispero. We want you to use this information. We want you to take advantage of it. So we don't lock it up real tight. You can copy it. You can paste it because the more you've got it at your fingertips, the easier it is for you to remember it and to use it and to make your web surfing hopefully more efficient and more fun because it's less tedious trying to work your way through stuff. When you're done with this, you can press Alt F4.
Alt F4, JAWS Professional.
Okay, and I'm back in my JAWS screen. I'm going to move back.
Web page elements, Google Chrome. Web page elements, Google Chrome. Content info region. Heading level 1, web page elements.
And we're back on our web page. Okay. Now, if I'm reading using the virtual, when I'm reading using the virtual PC cursor, JAWS alerts me to the beginning and the end of various elements on the page, such as lists. You might have heard it say, list with 5 items, and then it'll say list end. You might get an announcement as you're arrowing down, and you'll hear about tables, and then table end, or a region, and then region end. JAWS will let you do that. Let me move to the tables page here real quickly.
Web page.
Hang on.
Surfs up link graphic. Enter. Surfs up. Surfing the internet with JAWS.
Okay. It's much easier and much more comprehensible, I suppose, if you hear this and not just have Ron telling you and telling you and telling you. And that's boring, and it also isn't nearly as illustrative.
Skip to navigation. Navigation. Web page elements link. Tips for use. Navigating web pages link. Temporary versus JAWS web verbosity link.
Where's tables?
Tables link.
Let's go to the tables page.
Enter. Tables with JAWS. You can use the JAWS navigation quick key T to move quickly between tables. On this page, each table also has a caption that is
etc. So we can, there's a good illustration of a quick key. Did you hear it go by? We can press the letter T to step from table to table. Press T.
Table with 7 columns and 5 rows. TV listings with both column and row headers. A table that has the...
So there's the table, and we provide a little summary of the table. Let's press T again.
Table with 6 columns and 5 rows. TV listings with only column headers.
Okay, so there's a couple of flavors of the TV listings table. Let's do it one more time.
Table with 7 columns and 5 rows. TV listings with column and row headers that are not marked up properly.
One more time.
Table with 6 columns and 5 rows. TV listings with only column headers that are not marked up.
So we have a bunch of tables that are all TV listings. There's some different attributes, marked or not marked, column headers, row headers, no headers. But the point is we move from table to table. So let me press up arrow.
Table with 6 columns and 5 rows.
Okay, you heard JAWS announce the tables. Let's press up arrow again.
Blank. Because the table is not list end.
Up again. There you did you hear it say list end?
Bullet TV show listing from the current cell. Bullet column and list of 2 items.
And I've actually arrowed up through the list. So
use table headers to mark up the HD.
If I were going in the other direction, you would hear
list of 2 items.
It's a very short list. Let's arrow down.
Bullet column and row position in the table. Bullet TV show listing from the current cell. List end.
Now it doesn't matter what this list was about. I just wanted to show you how JAWS announced the list and then list end. When you move through regions on a web page, you will hear region and then region end, those kinds of things. And JAWS will announce the beginning and ending of regions of elements like lists, perhaps out of table, those kinds of things. As web development continues to improve, ARIA markup and those kind of things continue to improve, JAWS will most likely support more and more web information. web design will keep changing. So the amount of extra information provided by the virtual cursor, it's becoming more and more busy on a page. If you visit its Facebook, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you go to Facebook, just the regular Facebook page on your PC using Windows, using JAWS, you'll find that, man, there's a lot of things happening on Facebook as you arrow through, as you step through tons of headings, tons of links, tons of graphics, buttons. It's very busy. That can become overwhelming. If you want to focus on page content, maybe you don't want to hear everything, every beginning, every ending. You want to maybe focus on the content being spoken. One of the newer features we've offered is JAWS now offers 3 levels of verbosity for the virtual cursor. It gives you control over how much detail you want to hear as you're reading through web content. Okay, so there's 3 levels of verbosity now. There's high, and JAWS speaks the most information about elements on the page or inside a document. Everything except the start and the end of application and document regions is announced at this level. So just about everything is announced as you're reading through a web page. The default setting is medium, and that provides kind of the best balance, we think, the best user experience for most pages, most documents. By default, JAWS won't indicate the start and stop of flash objects on the page or frames. You don't hear frame, frame end, frame, frame end. you hear the start and end of navigation and main regions. So you'll hear navigation region end. If you've done any web browsing, I'm pretty certain you've heard this, or main region and main region end. Those things are announced. A lot of the other stuff is not always announced. Now, the name and the type for all regions is announced when you're using the R and Shift R quick nav commands to move by region, okay? Or the O and Shift O quick nav commands to move by article, if you're reading through articles on a web page. Finally, low verbosity is your third choice, and that means that JAWS speaks as little structural information as possible about the elements on a page or inside of a document, like an HTML document. And that, again, lets you listen to the content with very little chatter, very little distractors as you're trying to read through this. Okay, so the start and the end of tables is announced. The beginning and end of grids is announced. So, you know, table end. That's all you get, grid and table, start and end, at that low verbosity level. Okay. And again, I'll tell you, I have not used that simply because I want a little more information about my page content. But if you are trying to listen to something, you know, content on a page, you don't care where the regions begin and end. There's stuff you want to hear. Then the low verbosity may be what works for you. Now, let me show you how you change that verbosity in case you want to change the web verbosity. Okay, so the first thing you're going to do is we're going to go to JAWS Settings Center. You're going to press Insert plus number row 6 if you're using a laptop. The JAWS key in this case, instead of Insert, in case that's hard to get to, will be Caps Lock if you're using the laptop keyboard layout. So JAWS key, let's say, Insert or Caps Lock, depending on how you're doing this, plus numbers row 6. Now, that's the 6 above the QWERTY keyboard, not on the number pad. So, insert number row 6.
Chrome JAWS Settings Center dialog. Search box edit. Control plus E.
Okay. And you notice it said Chrome JAWS Settings Center. That means right now, if I did nothing else, the changes that I make to verbosity, to web verbosity, would only be applied in the Chrome browser. But I want this to be a global change. So I'm going to press Control-Shift-D, Delta, or Default, which lets me change the JAWS configuration file. So Control-Shift-D, Delta.
JAWS Settings Center Default All Applications.
So the changes I make, great grammar, the changes I make now apply to all applications. So whether it's the Chrome web browser, the Brave web browser that I have on here, if I were to be using, Firefox or the new Edge browser, of course, not so new anymore. It's been around for a while. But any of those, these changes now apply. Okay. I'm in the search box, the search edit box, and I'm going to type web verbosity. Okay. Here we go.
W-E-B space V-E-R-B-O-S-I-T-Y. Web/HTML/PDFs. One of three search results.
Okay. So web verbosity, and I'm going to arrow down until I reach web verbosity level. Here we go.
Three search results list box. Web/HTML/PDFs. Web verbosity level medium. Reading web/HTML/PDFs.
So that is the setting. You can hear I've got it set to medium. I can press enter here.
Enter. Search edit box cleared. Tree view. Web verbosity level medium, 1 of 10, reading web/HTML/PDFs.
So a lot of stuff went by there, a lot of things were spoken. I pressed enter, which closes the search edit field, moves me into the tree view and right onto web verbosity. And you heard 1 of 10, there's a lot of things in this particular branch. And you heard it say web/HTML/PDFs. Now, PDFs is an interesting way to say that, but yes. The verbosity right now is set for intermediate, which is the default. I can press space bar to choose a different level. I'll press space.
Space, low, 3 of 3.
Okay, that's low, where I get as little content as possible. I can press space again.
Space, high, 1 of 3.
Okay, now it's set for high. Okay. And again, back around.
Space, medium, 2 of 3.
And back to medium. Okay. You can also select web verbosity for a specific browser. Now, I showed you how we would do this, or we intimated how we would do this, just by opening JAWS Setting Center. And of course, Setting Center sets the configuration file for whatever browser I'm in. And that is one way to do it. Okay. Another way is to use the personalized web settings group. And that can be done that way as well. Oh, what an awkward sentence that is, right? Under quick settings. Okay. I don't think I'll get us into there. That's a little for our time left. But you can see how you can do it in Settings Center. Okay. And I can tell Settings Center to look for, I can tell JAWS using web verbosity to look for specific content. Okay. Let's say I want to leave my default setting for medium. Okay. But I do want to add an element that it normally wouldn't announce, or a change that it wouldn't announce. If I press F6.
Reading page. Web verbosity level combo box. Medium. 2 of 3. Alt plus L.
So it's set for medium still. And we've moved into a dialogue. I can press tab here.
Configure web verbosity levels high dot 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 button. Alt plus H.
Okay, I don't want to configure high. Let's press tab again.
Configure web verbosity levels medium dot 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 button.
And actually,
Alt plus M.
We're not in the dialogue. I pressed F6, which moved us into a pane that has this control set for us. Now, you heard JAWS say medium dot dot dot. So there is a dialogue I can go into here to adjust medium verbosity. Let's press space.
Space, medium virtual cursor verbosity preferences dialog, announce start and end for, tree view, block quotation checked, 1 of 15, Alt plus S.
So there are a whole lot of these here. There are 15 different things you can check and uncheck. And this will, if you're a really curious person, it'll give you an idea of what things JAWS is going to announce or not announce at the medium verbosity level. This also holds true for high and low verbosity. And I can check and uncheck stuff. So block quote and block quote end are also already checked. Let's arrow down through here for a minute.
Level 0, clickable elements, not checked, 2 of 15. Described by announcement, not checked. Feed, checked. Figure, checked. Flash object, not checked.
Okay, don't tell me about flash objects.
Frame, not checked.
Okay, remember we talked about frame and frame end? In medium level, that's not going to be announced that way.
Group box, checked. List, checked. Log, checked. Note, checked. Regions, partially checked.
So you get some regions information.
Level 1, application, not checked. Article, checked. Banner, not checked. Complementary information, not checked. Content information, not checked.
So content information, let's check that. In fact, before I check it, let's go back to our web page here.
Tables with JAWS Google Chrome. Tables with JAWS Google Chrome, list end.
And I'm going to go down to the bottom of the page.
Visited link back Alt plus B.
Let's arrow up.
Blank, table end, melons, column 5, row 5.
So there's a table. This one's about inventory for a fruit stand. Going to arrow down.
Table end.
Okay. You did hear it say table end. That one is announced with medium verbosity. Let's press down arrow.
Blank. Visited link back Alt plus B. Visited link next Alt plus N.
Okay. We stepped out of the table, out of the page content, and down to the bottom of the page where the back and next links live.
Visited link back Alt plus B. Visited link next Alt plus N.
And that's the end of the page. I could press down arrow forever. You're not going to hear any more. Let's arrow back up, and we'll park kind of at the bottom of this table.
Blank. Table end.
Okay.
Melons.
So we're on melons. Hang on now. Let's go back to Settings Center.
JAWS Settings Center default all applications. Default all applications. JAWS Settings Center dialog. Medium virtual cursor verbosity preferences dialog.
So I'm going to make a change to medium verbosity. Content information right now is not checked, but I'm going to make it announce content information change here. Let's press space to check this.
Space. Content information. Checked. 5 of 11.
I'm going to tab to apply.
Read-only edit.
Okay. Now, if you don't know about the read-only edit, there's information that tells you a little bit about the control. If I let me press F6. Come on.
Okay button.
There
Alt
we
plus
go.
O.
Oops, shift tab.
Read-only edit. Okay button. Alt plus O.
Okay, there's my okay button.
Space. JAWS settings center default all applications dialog. Reading page. Configure web verbosity levels medium dot 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 button. Alt plus M.
So I pressed space on okay, which took us out of that dialog, and you have medium dot 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 button, which would take us back to the dialog. Now I can press F6. Sorry.
Tree view. Level 2. Web verbosity level medium. 1 of 10. Reading web / HTML / PDFs.
Sound familiar? We're back in the tree view. Let's tab to apply.
Read-only edit. Use this combo box to select a virtual cursor verbosity level. The verbosity...
I'll stop it, but there's that that read-only box we have that gives you information about the control. Let's press tab again.
Apply button. Alt plus A.
And I'm going to press space on the apply button.
Space. Tree view. Web verbosity level medium. 1 of...
Okay. Now, we didn't exit Settings Center. We're back on the tree view. What the apply button lets me do, just in case you don't know, is it does let me make a change here, but it leaves Settings Center open, so I can come back and change this again if I feel so inclined. Let's go back to the web page.
Tables with JAWS Google Chrome.
Okay.
Web Access Group 100 Main Street, Phoenix, A's.
Okay.
Software, Web Accessibility Consulting, Column 8, Row 4.
Let me get back to my melons.
Content Vicant Blank. Table End. Melons.
There's
column
melons.
Five.
Okay, let's arrow down through here now.
Table end.
And arrow down again.
Blank.
And again.
Content information.
And again.
Visited link back alt plus B. Visited link next alt plus N.
Did you hear it say content information? Here's my links.
Content information end.
And content information ends. So now we find that the links, that's content information beginning and end. To place those little announcements around a single line of content might annoy some people. That's why it's not in medium verbosity, but we checked that box, and as you see there, or hear the difference, I should say, you hear that change, you hear that difference. You know what? I was just reminded, Myrna, I said I was going to share my screen, and I totally zoned. My apologies. I think at this late date, I will not. So, but we can do something after this is all done if you wish. Huh, don't you hate it when you remember in the middle of stuff, right? Okay, so that's how you change the verbosity for how things are announced. Now, let's talk about forms mode. I said we'd come around to this. I'm going to change pages so we can get to a place where there's lots of form elements to look at. So let's go back up here.
Tables with JAWS. Surfs up link graphic.
We'll go back to the Surfs Up main page.
Enter. Surfs Up. Surfing the internet with JAWS. Surfs Up.
We're going to look for forms mode.
Skip navigation.
Now, I should be a pro and have this page memorized, and I don't. So we're just going to tab through the links.
Web page elements link. Tips for use. Navigating web pages link. Temporary versus JAWS web verbosity link. Tables link. Forms link.
Ta-da! Right after tables. Let's press enter here and open this.
Enter. Using forms with JAWS. Note, these commands do not work in forms mode. Page has...
Okay. So, we're on a page that's a mock... sample form that you might see if you worked in a call center. There's information you can put down for customers. There's checkboxes. There's buttons. There's all kinds of stuff. So forms mode is the way that JAWS deals with the ability to interact with a web page when the page developers want you to interact. Maybe they want you to press a button, check a checkbox, change a radio button, or even write into the page, which I said they didn't want you to do before. But if you are, filling out your name, filling out your address, if you've done online shopping, you've seen a bunch of this, you have to give your information as you set up your account, name, shipping address, credit card info, all this kind of stuff. Well, JAWS has to be able to tell the web page, hey, I need to write into this space. I want to write into this space. If you are a mouse user, you might see a field that wants you to write information, and all you have to do is click on it, and the page kind of changes gears, and you suddenly have an insertion point where you can actually write stuff. So, for example, I'm going to press E. Remember our quick nav keys? He lets me step from edit field to edit field. And an edit field is a place where I can type text. I can enter stuff. I can edit stuff.
There are no edit boxes on this page.
Hey, you told me there. Oh, I see. Sorry, got to go to the sample page.
Surfs up link graphic. Main region. Web track sample form link.
Here it is. Let's go to the web track sample form that I said I had already opened. Let's press enter here.
Enter. The web track sample call tracking system. Submit button. Page has one heading in.
Yada yada. So now I'll press E.
Contact information group. First name. This is a required field. Dot edit. Blank.
Okay. Now, this is a required field. Edit. If you encounter an edit field, you need forms mode to turn on. Forms mode actually works in three different ways. We have auto forms mode, semi-auto forms mode, and manual forms mode. And all forms mode, as I said, all it does is it lets you enter an edit field. It lets you interact with combo boxes and checkboxes, radio buttons, all those different kinds of things. Now, let's talk about what the different modes are. So automatic operation simply means that whenever JAWS encounters a form field, let's say an edit field like this one, or a combo box where you're having to select stuff. If I'm pressing tab or shift tab, as soon as I get to a forms mode, JAWS automatically turns on forms mode. So in this case, forms mode would come on and I would be able to type my name into this edit field. Okay, so I can freely type into this edit field. That's in automatic mode. Okay, if JAWS encounters a form field, it will activate. Okay, when I press the plus key on the number pad or I press escape, forms mode is turned off and I can navigate around the rest of the web page. But while I'm in the edit field, for example, I can edit. I can type stuff in here. Okay, if I reach a checkbox, I can check it. I can do things with that. And in automatic mode, JAWS will turn on forms mode whenever it encounters that form field of whatever kind it is. Semi-automatic forms mode, which is how I usually run things, and I have it set for now, is very similar to automatic forms mode, except that JAWS will only activate when I move to an edit field or a combo box using the tab or shift tab keys. So you notice I pressed E to get there, or I might use the arrow keys.
Group start contact info.
Let's go down.
First star edit, middle edit, last star edit.
JAWS doesn't turn forms mode on, even though I may want to enter my name and stuff. That way, the nice thing about semi-automatic forms mode, the reason I use it, is once you become familiar with web navigation, you may not want JAWS to turn on forms mode every time you run into an edit field or a combo. Perhaps I'm arrowing down the page and I want to listen to the page go by, and I don't want forms mode to come on every time I encounter something that I might interact with. So in semi-automatic mode, JAWS only turns forms mode on as if I use the tab key. Let me shift tab once and move away.
Turtle bar, bookmark this.
So there's a bookmark. Let's press tab.
Contact information group, first name. This is a required field. Dot edit. Blank.
Now, did you hear the little boop? It's sort of covered by speech, but it is there. Tell you what I'm going to do. Let me turn speech off for a moment.
Speech mute.
And I will shift tab away from this edit field. Okay. And we'll turn forms mode off. And I'm going to tab back to it without speech to cover it. And you'll hear a little high-pitched pop noise. And of course, it doesn't do it for me without speech on. Normally that stays with me. Well, that's exciting. Okay, I'll turn speech back on.
Full speed.
See if you can hear it even though speech is talking.
Contact information group. First name. This is a required field. Dot edit. Blank.
This is a plot. Okay, it didn't do it.
A virtual PC cursor.
There it is turning off.
Enter. First name.
There it is turning on. So let's try muting speech. Let me come out. Let me try muting speech.
Speech mute.
And all I did was if you encounter a form field in semi-automatic mode, you can press enter on it. So let's do that. There you go. Did you hear that? That's forms mode turning on. I'll press escape and forms mode turning off. So those are your cues. The high-pitched one, meaning forms mode is on and I can begin to type into this field. Or if it was a combo, I could use the down arrow key to select an item. If if I press Escape or the numpad plus key to invoke the PC cursor, the virtual PC cursor, it turns off. Okay, so that's the cue sound that you want to listen to know that forms mode has turned on or off.
Full speech.
So that's a cue sound you want to listen to know that forms field is, so that you know that edit, that forms mode has turned on and off, in this case, in the edit field that I'm looking at. Okay. And again, you can choose between auto, semi-auto, and the one we haven't talked about yet is manual operation. In manual operation, in forms mode, operating as manual forms mode, the only way that forms mode will turn on is if I invoke it by pressing enter when I'm on a form field, an edit field, a combo, a radio button, something that I've got to use, that I've got to invoke. So I can change that. I can make that change. Okay. If I want to set forms mode, let me show you how to do that. Okay. You're going to press, and this is a favorite, insert plus number row 6. Right? We've been here before.
Default all applications JAWS settings center dialog. JAWS settings center dialog. JAWS settings center is already running. Press enter to continue. OK button.
Remember we left it running? I did insert number 6, didn't even think about it, but let's press OK button.
Space. JAWS settings center default all applications dialog. Tree view.
Web. And I'm going to press Control E to take us back to the search edit field as if we just entered settings center.
Search box edit. Control plus E.
Okay, so we're in the search box. I don't have to press Control Shift D Delta to set the default configuration because that's still set from before. So once we're in the search edit field, all I have to do is type forms. Just the word forms is enough.
F O R M S. Forms mode, 1 of 8 search results.
Okay, I can arrow down now.
8 search results list box. Forms mode.
And again, I'll press enter.
Enter. Search edit box cleared. Tree view. Level 0. Forms mode. Closed. 3 of 26.
That closes the search edit box. It puts us into the tree view. And we're on the branch for forms mode. All I have to do is press right arrow to open it.
Forms mode. Open. 4 items.
Okay. I can arrow down.
Level 1. Select forms mode semi-auto. 1 of 4. Forms mode.
And I'm not going to do it this time, but I can press spacebar to cycle through the settings, okay, and check the one that I want. I can then tab to apply, or I can tab to the OK button.
Read only edit, OK button.
No, there's no apply because I didn't make a change this time. I think you've seen this enough, you get the idea. So let's press space.
Space, the web track sample call tracking system, virtual PC cursor.
And we're back in the web track sample form. Now, did you hear the little pop when the page opened? Or reopened, focus moved back to that page. JAWS said, oh, you're on your first name edit field, and it turned forms mode on. Okay, I stopped speech, and I turned forms mode back off. But did you notice it came automatically, or perhaps I should say semi-automatically, for us, okay? We have got about 10 minutes left in our official hour. Let me see if there's any questions. I know we've covered all kinds of stuff here.
I got it.
Okay,
Sharon. You are. Sharon, you're up next.
Thank you. My question, can you say a word about Smart Glance? I don't know much about that.
That is next to my notes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
What a great segue. Let's just talk about Smart Glance. So I'm going to change pages really quickly here. So I'm going to go to Amazon.com.
Control L, address and search A-A-Z-O-N-O-M, enter. Amazon.com, spend less, smile more. Google
Chrome. Spend less, smile more. Page has 5. Ooh, okay. Now you heard JAWS start to tell us how many headings and everything are on this page. So Smart Glance is a relatively new feature. And when developers make pages, when they want stuff to stand out, they may show text in a different font, in a different color. They might have some different attributes that they apply to specific text. And Smart Glance ranks text in reverse status, let's say. So the less frequent a specific font or text size or other applied attribute shows up, okay, textual content. So let's say you've got a banner, okay, and it says big savings today, right? Amazon deals, something like that, and it's in, you know, 32 point type, and it's in red and it's flashing, and it's the only thing on the page that has those attributes applied. JAWS is going to look at that and say, oh, I'm going to give this a pretty high smart glance rating, okay, an attributes rating, if you will, because it is ranked highest as a, it's a potential point of interest because it's the only text on the page that has these attributes, okay? And so JAWS will look for those, and that becomes smart glance, because visually, if I look at a web page, I look at it, I get screened at a glance, I've looked at it really quick. What's going to catch my attention first are the flashing bars, the bars in big type, the bars in bold colors, you know, whatever. Things that stand out because they are not like all the rest of the type, all the rest of the text on the page. Okay. So smart glance says, oh, this is probably important. It's unique. Let's make sure you see that. Okay. And we can have JAWS tell us about those smart glance items, okay? So if you, JAWS, as you heard, when a page opens, tells us how many smart glance items are on a page. If you wish to step through the smart glance items, you could press Y.
Davida's Fashion Diary. Davida's Fashion Diary. Davida's Fashion Diary.
And David is the only thing on the page, on this page, but let's do a quick search.
Search Amazon Edit. Enter. Search Amazon.
I'm going to look for spatulas just because I said I would.
S-P-A-T-U-L-A.
Spatula. Enter.
Enter. Amazon.com. Spatula. Amazon.com. Spatula.
Now, all of you that
page has 9 regions, 84 headings, and 552 links. There are 11 smart glance highlights on this page.
Now, for those of you that are Amazon pros, you're saying you didn't filter. I didn't do a lot of stuff. I know. And it makes it harder to find results. There's so much going on this page. What if I press Y to move through the smart glance highlights? Let's press Y.
Results.
The first smart glance highlight. Let's look at the attributes of this text real quick. I'm going to press insert F like Foxtrot.
Font is bold Amazon Ember 15 point.
It's a bold font, Amazon Ember 15 point. That's not much bigger, but it's a color change. It's bolded. And it's the results for my search, just to give you an idea of how handy smart glance can be. So this is the bold Amazon Amber 15-point text. It's the only one on the page, probably. And it's the first smart glance highlight. Do you see how that works? If I press Y again.
Trending now.
Trending now. That's the second highest ranked thing that you might want to glance at. I'll do it one more time.
Results.
And we're back to results.
Trending now. More results.
Trending now, results, and then more results. So those are meant to visually pop to catch my attention so I know where to look for my results, what's trending, and then more results. So that, Sharon, is how Smart Glance Highlight works, where JAWS tries to grab those. You can press Y and Shift Y to step through those. It is a handy thing.
That is cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it is great. You're welcome. Yes. Any other questions? And thank you for that segue. That was great.
Carla stuck her hand up. Okay, Carla.
What's the best way to explore all of this at a slower rate and to get this? Is there a particular, you know, tutorial or
absolutely
that I could look for on this topic that you presented tonight? Because I'm really confused.
No, you really can. And I'm sorry I confused you. I know we covered a lot of ground really fast. Okay, so if you press insert J to get to the JAWS window, right? And then Alt-H to go to help, arrow down to web resources. It's a submenu. So you go into that submenu and you'll see surfing the internet. Remember we did that at the beginning? Surfing the internet. Open that and you'll find a series of web pages that discusses everything we've looked at. You'll see navigating the internet. You'll see moving by elements. You'll see the tables page we talked about. All of this is there. It's all very, very digestible. It's in bite-sized pieces. Each link takes you to a topic-specific page so that you can definitely work your way through this. Take your time. All of the keystrokes I blasted through so fast are described there in comfortable detail, very usable detail. Okay. It's a good question.
Practice exercises somewhere.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Even like the web track form to mess with the one that we went into. Remember the fake sample form? That's all linked from those pages.
Okay. Thank we got you. A couple more questions, a couple more hands. Tom Frank, you want to unmute yourself and ask your question?
Yeah. I have a friend. I think she's on here, but I wanted to make sure this question would be answered. On the Bard website, I understand they used to have black print on a white background, and that's been inverted sometimes, and persons having, is there any way with JAWS to invert colors on a website like that? How would you do that?
You wouldn't do it with JAWS. JAWS really is speech and braille output. Now,
which is what I thought, yes.
But there may be links. A lot of web pages have, as you're using JAWS to read down through the page, near the top of the page, there might be some controls to invert color, to do some different things with visual elements and their attributes. So I would check the top of that page, read down through the Bard page. And I haven't been to the Bard page in a long time, so I can't speak with any knowledge about what they're doing or how they're doing it. We may have, who knows, somebody from NLS riding along. I never know this, so... perhaps after we kind of wrap things up, if they're there, they may hang around. If they're not there, of course, that doesn't work. But if all else fails, go to the Bard page, read down through, you know, perhaps arrow down through so you catch every element and see if there might not be some controls for that, because on a lot of pages, that is available.
Okay. I think that's what I said. So you just reinforced what I've said.
That's all okay. I can give you. JAWS itself isn't going to change the...
I didn't think so. Yeah, you'd have to have magic question, or Zoom text along with it, right?
Do it Fusion, for you, sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here.
Okay, last question. Monica, will you unmute yourself and ask your question?
Hey, Monica.
Thanks. I just wanted to say that the solution to this gentleman's question is in his hand, in his browser. It's under the general tab with a custom style sheet, 3 lines of code, and you have your colors inverted. So nothing fancy, no special software.
Well, there you go. And of course, you could go to Windows on accessibility settings, and they do have things under Windows accessibility as well to change some Windows applied attributes as well. I didn't really want to get into the weeds, but yes, Monica, that is good. Thank you.
Ron, tell us again how people can contact you, and thank you so much for doing something at warp speed, which was great. We enjoyed it. I loved it.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry for going so fast. We had so much to cover. Okay, yeah. If you want to ask me questions, I would urge you, if it's a tech support question, I would contact tech support first, because I'll be slower as my job is other stuff. But I'm happy to take emails from folks. Again, I can be reached at R. Miller, that's R-M-I-L-L-E-R, at Vispero, V-I-S-P-E-R-O.com. R. Miller at Vispero.com. And I would always point you toward our training department, which is freedomscientific.com/training. So I'll look for your emails, and so will they.
Excellent. Thank you, Ron.
You bet.
Yeah, thanks for another great presentation, Ron, as always. We appreciate it.
Part 2 of 3. This one is related to Bard Express, and so from NLS, Z will be here next week along, I think, with Don Olson. If I'm not correct, then he will let me know at some point. But in any event, join us, because we're going to be back with NLS next week. And thanks for being with us.
Yeah. I'm trying to be here.
Thank you for joining us on Tech Talk.